الدرس السادس عشر المدرس
The teacher
يا عبد السلام أهنئك بفوزك في مسابقة حفظ القرآن الكريم وتجويده
عبد السلام I congratulate you on winning the competition of memorizing the glorious Quran and reciting it.
عبد السلام أشكرك يا دكتور
Thank you, Doctor.
جزاك الله خيرا.
May Allah reward you with good.
المدرس
The teacher
يا مروان وزع هذه النسخ على الطلبة
Marwan, distribute these copies to the students.
عبد السلام ما هذا الكتاب الضخم الذي معك يا دكتور؟
What is this huge book with you, doctor?
المدرس
The teacher
هذا معجم جامعي
It is a university dictionary.
إنه ذو فوائد متعددة
It has many benefits.
إنه يأتي بشرح واف للكلمات مع أمثلة كثيرة
It gives a detailed explanation of words with many examples.
ويذكر المسائل النحوية
It mentions grammatical rules.
وكذلك يحوي صورا ملونة لتوضيح معاني بعض الكلمات.
And it also contains colored pictures to show the meanings of some words.
أحمد، في كم مجلد هو؟
How many volumes does it consist of?
المدرس
The teacher
في مجلدين ضخمين
Two huge volumes
إبراهيم، من مؤلفه؟
Who is the author?
المدرس
The teacher
ألفه جماعة من علماء اللغة
A group of linguists composed it.
أحضر حامد؟
Has Hamid arrived?
حامد، ها أنا ذا يا أستاذ.
Here I am, sir.
المدرس
The teacher
كثر غيابك هذه الأيام يا حامد.
You have been absent a lot these days, Hamid.
حامد، جاء أبي إلى المدينة المنورة الأسبوع الماضي، فكنت مشغولا باستقباله وخدمته وتوديعه.
My father came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara last week, so I was busy receiving him. Serving him and seeing him off.
المدرس
The teacher
مهما يكن السبب فقد فاتتك دروس مهمة
Whatever the reason is, you have missed important lessons.
عبد السلام أنشغل المكيف يا دكتور فقد اشتدت الحرارة
Shall we turn on the air conditioner, doctor? The weather has gotten hotter.
المدرس
The teacher
لا مانع
I don't mind
يدخل المراقب
The supervisor enters
المراقب
The supervisor
بعد التحية
After greeting
من أراد أن يشترك في مخيم الشباب فليسجل اسمه في مكتبي
Whoever wants to participate in the youth camp Let him register his name at my office.
يخرج.
He leaves.
المدرس.
The teacher.
لنسمع الحديث الشريف المسجل على الشريط.
Let's listen to the noble hadith recorded on the cassette tape.
يشغل المسجل.
He plays the cassette recorder.
يا إبراهيم، لا تكلم زميلك وأنت تسمع.
Ibrahim, don't talk to your classmate while you're listening.
انتهى الحديث.
The hadith ended.
لنسمعه مرة أخرى.
Let's hear it again.
يوقف المسجل.
He stops the cassette recorder.
اقرأ هذا الحديث يا أسامة.
Read this hadith, Usama.
أسامة. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما وعنده الأقرع بن حابس.
Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, kissed Al-Hasan ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with them, as Aqra ibn Habis was sitting there.
فقال الأقرع
Al-Aqra said,
إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا.
I have 10 sons and I have never kissed any one of them.
فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال
Allah's Messenger, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, looked at him and said
من لا يرحم لا يرحم.
Whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
المدرس
The teacher.
أحسنت.
Well done.
ماذا فهمت من هذا الحديث يا أسامة؟
What did you understand from this hadith, أسامة؟
أسامة، فهمت منه أن تقبيل الأطفال أمر حسن وأنه يدل على الشفقة والرحمة.
I understood that kissing children is a good thing and that it shows kindness and mercy.
المدرس
The teacher
أحسنت
Well done.
يا أحمد، ما معنى قول المحدثين إن هذا حديث متفق عليه؟
Ahmed, what is the meaning of the narrator's words, this hadith is agreed upon?
أحمد، معناه أن هذا الحديث رواه المحدثان الجليلان الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم. رحمهما الله في صحيحيهما.
It means that this hadith was narrated by the two eminent narrators of hadith, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy on them, in their two authentic books.
المدرس
The teacher
أحسنت
Well done.
محمد يا دكتور أنا حديث عهد بالإسلام
Doctor, I am a new convert to Islam.
أرجو أن تعلمني كيف أصلي على الميت.
I hope that you will teach me how to pray over the dead.
المدرس
The teacher
بكل سرور
With pleasure.
تكبر وتقرأ سورة الفاتحة ثم تكبر وتصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم تكبر وتدعو للميت ثم تكبر وتسلم
You say الله أكبر meaning Allah is the greatest and recite سورة الفاتحة Then you say الله أكبر and ask Allah's peace and blessings upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Then you say الله أكبر and pray for the dead person Then you say الله أكبر and say taslim, meaning the greeting of peace that ends the prayer.
Muhammad, جزاك الله خيرا يا دكتور.
May Allah reward you with good, doctor.
أسامة, يا دكتور, في أي سورة قوله تعالى
Doctor, in which surah does he, Allah, the Most High, say
وورث سليمان داود
And Sulaiman, Solomon, inherited Dawood, David.
المدرس
The teacher
هي الآية السادسة عشرة من سورة النمل
It is the 16th ayah of سورة النمل, meaning the ants.
أسامة يا دكتور
Doctor
أرجو أن تكتب لي أسماء بعض مؤلفات شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
I hope that you will write for me, meaning recommend, some names of the writings of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah.
المدرس
The teacher.
إن شاء الله.
If Allah wills.
يا إخوان، قد حان وقت صلاة الظهر ولما يؤذن.
Brothers, it is time for the Zuhr, meaning the noon prayer, and it hasn't been called for yet.
يبدو أن المؤذن غير موجود.
It seems that the مؤذن, meaning the prayer caller, is not present.
فليخرج أحدكم إلى المصلى وليؤذن.
So let one of you go to the place for the prayer and call for prayer.
تمارين.
Exercises.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
1. تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
ألف. ميز الفعل الثلاثي من الفعل الرباعي فيما يلي.
Sort out the thulathi from the ruba'i in the following.
ب.
B.
ميز الفعل الثلاثي المجرد من الفعل الثلاثي المزيد فيما يأتي.
Sort out the thulathi مجرد from the thulathi مزيد in the following.
اثنان.
Two.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب فعل ثم اكتب المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال التي تليها.
Write the مضارع, the أمر, and the مصدر of each of the following verbs as shown in the example.
ثلاثة.
Three.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية.
Write the اسم الفاعل of each of the following verbs.
أربعة.
Four.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية ثم حولها إلى أسماء المفعولين.
Write the مضارع, اسم الفاعل, and اسم المفعول of each of the following verbs.
خمسة.
Five.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
ستة.
Six.
تأمل الأمثلة لباب فعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم الفاعل واسم المفعول واسمي الزمان والمكان.
Underline in the following sentences the verbs belonging to باب
فعل
and their various derivatives. The ماضي, the مضارع, the أمر, the مصدر, اسم الفاعل, اسم المفعول, and the nouns of time and place.
سبعة.
Seven.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية على هذا الوزن. فعلة.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns on the pattern of
فعلة. ثمانية.
Eight.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات جمع الأسماء الآتية على هذا الوزن. فعل.
Give the plural of each of the following nouns on the pattern of
فعل. تسعة.
Nine.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعل.
Give the masdar of each of the following verbs on the pattern of
فعل. عشرة.
Ten.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
هات مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعال.
Give the masdar of each of the following verbs on the pattern of
فعال. أحد عشر.
Eleven.
ما جمع.
What is the plural of
دكتور. اثنا عشر.
Twelve.
أدخل يبدو في جملة.
Use the word
يبدو
in a sentence of your own.
Review.
In this lesson, we learned the following. 1. We have seen in Book 2, Lessons 4 and 10, that most Arabic verbs are made up of three letters, which are called radicals. For example,
كتب, جلس, شرب.
A verb consisting of three radicals is called a ثلاثي verb.
الفعل الثلاثي.
There are, however, certain verbs which consist of four radicals. For example,
ترجم.
He translated.
بسملة.
He said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هرولة.
He walked fast. A verb consisting of four radicals is called a رباعي verb.
الفعل الرباعي.
A verb in Arabic may be either
المجرد
or
المزيد.
A مجرد verb has only three letters if it is ثلاثي and only four letters if it is رباعي. And no extra letters have been added to them in order to modify the meaning. For example,
سلم.
Footnote number 1. Only the consonants are the radicals. In this verb, the radicals are SLM, seen, lam, meme. He was safe.
زلزل.
He shook it violently. B. In a mazid verb, one or more letters have been added to the radicals in order to modify the meaning. For example, a thulathi verb from
سلم سلم.
He saved. Footnote number 2. The extra letters are written in bold type to distinguish them from the radicals. Here, the second radical has been doubled.
سالم.
He made peace. Here an aleph has been added after the first radical.
تسلم.
He received. Here a ta has been added before the first radical, and the second radical has been doubled.
أسلم.
He became Muslim. Footnote number 3. I use this sign, question mark, to represent the hamza at the beginning of a word because the sign, apostrophe, is too small. Here a hamza has been added before the first radical.
استسلم.
He surrendered. Here three letters, hamza, seen, and ta, have been added before the first radical. A ruba'i verb from
زلزل. تزلزل.
It shook violently. Footnote number 1. For example,
زلزل الله الأرض فتزلزلت.
Allah shook the earth violently, and it shook. Here, a ta has been added before the first radical. Each of these modified forms is called a bab.
الباب.
Abwab of the mujarrad verb. There are 6 groups of the mujarrad verb, of which we have learnt 4 in Book 2, Lesson 10. Each of these groups is also called bab in Arabic, and its plural is abwab.
Al-abwab.
Here are the 6 groups. 1. AU or Fatha Dhamma group.
Sajada yasjudu.
2. AI or Fatha Kesra group.
Jalasa yajlisu.
3. AA or Fatha Fatha group.
Fataha yaftahu.
4. IA or Kesra Fatha group.
Fahima yafhamu.
5. UU or Dhamma Dhamma group.
Qaruba yaqrubu.
To approach or come near. 6. II or Kesra Kesra group.
Waritha yarithu.
To inherit. 2. We have just been introduced to some of the abwab of the mazid verb. We will now learn one of these abwab in some detail. The bab we are going to learn is
bab fa'ala.
In this bab, the second radical is doubled. For example,
qabbala,
he kissed.
Darrasa,
he taught.
Sajjala,
he recorded.
Kabbara,
he said Allahu Akbar.
Allama,
he taught.
Rattaba,
he arranged. The mudari'. Let us now learn the mudari' of this bab. As a rule, the
harfu al-mudari'ati
takes dhamma if the verb is composed of 4 letters. Footnote number 1. We have learnt in Book 2, Lesson 10, that one of these 4 letters,
ya, ta, alif, noon,
is prefixed to the mudari'. For example,
yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu.
These 4 letters are called
حروف المضارعتي.
As the verb in this bab is made up of 4 letters, the
حرف المضارعتي
takes dhamma. The first radical takes fatha. The second takes sukun. The third takes kesra. And the fourth takes the case ending. Footnote number 2. Because of the doubling of the second radical, the number of letters in this bab are 4. If the verb has 4 letters, the
حرف المضارعتي
has dhamma. And if it has 3, 5, or 6 letters, the
حرف المضارعتي
has fatha. For example,
qabbala
becomes
yuqabbilu. Sajjala
becomes
yusajjilu.
The amr is formed by dropping the
harfu al-mudara'ati
and the case ending. For example,
تقبل
becomes
قبل
kiss
تدرس
becomes
درس
teach the masdar. We have been introduced to the masdar in book 2, lesson 11. The thulathi mujarrad verbs do not have any particular pattern for the masdar. It comes on different patterns. For example,
qatala,
he killed, becomes
qatlun,
killing,
kataba,
he wrote, becomes
kitabatun,
writing,
dakhala,
he entered, becomes
dukhulun,
entry,
shariba,
he drank, becomes
shurbun,
drinking. But in mazid verbs, each bab has its own pattern for the masdar. The masdar pattern of bab fa'ala is
taf'ilun.
For example,
qabbala
becomes
taqbilun,
kissing.
Sajjala
becomes
tasjeelun,
recording.
Darrasa
becomes
tadrisun,
teaching. The masdar of a naqis verb and of a verb wherein the third radical has hamza is on the pattern of
taf'ilatun.
For example,
samma,
he named, becomes
tasmiyatun,
naming.
Rabba,
he educated, becomes
tarbiyatun,
education.
Hanna'a,
he congratulated, becomes
tahni'atun,
congratulation. The ism al-fa'il,
ismul fa'ili.
We have learnt the formation of ismul fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad in lesson 4 of this book. Here we learn its formation from bab
fa'ala.
It is formed by replacing the
harful mudara'ati
with mu, as the ism al-fa'il is a noun, it takes the tanween. For example,
yusajjilu
becomes
musajjilun,
a tape recorder.
Yudarrisu
becomes
mudarrisun,
a teacher. The ism al-maf'ul,
ismul maf'uli.
In all the abwab of the mazid, the ism al-maf'ul is just like the ism al-fa'il, except that the second radical takes fatha instead of kasra. For example,
yujallidu,
he binds a book, becomes
mujallidun,
bookbinder.
Mujalladun,
bound.
Yuhammidu,
he praises much.
Muhammadun,
one who praises much.
Muhammadun,
one who has been praised much. The noun of place and time.
Isma al-makani wa-zamani.
In all the abwab of the mazid, the noun of place and time is the same as the ism al-maf'ul. For example,
yusalli,
he prays.
Musalla,
place of prayer. 3. We have already learnt certain patterns of the broken plural. Here we learn two more. A.
Fa'alatun.
For example,
طلبة,
students, plural of
طالب
B
فعل
For example,
نسخ
copies, plural of
نسخة
4. Here we learn two more patterns of the masdar from the thulathi mujarrad. A.
فعل
For example,
شرح
masdar of
شرح يشرح
To explain. B.
فعال
For example,
غياب
مصدر of
غاب يغيب
to be absent.